Equestrian Legacy Radio's Saddle Up America. I'm your host, Gary Holt, and joining me is my co-host and trail partner, Tina Mae Weber. Good morning, Tina Mae.
Good morning, Gary. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing fine. I think I'm like a lot of folks in the country today. I'm getting ready to prepare for this cold weather that's headed this way. So it's that time of year, maybe just a little bit early.
Yes, it is.
A little bit early.
And it is on its way.
It's on its way. Well, we've got a lot of things that are happening on the show today, some great guests that are joining us, and tell us who we'll be talking with.
Absolutely. Today we start the show with Robert Eversoll, the Trailmeister. Then we are going to have a special guest. After that, we travel to Bolivar, Missouri, and talk with Sharon Elwood, owner of Palm de Ridge Horse Camp.
All right. And by the way, do you know what Palm de Ridge means?
No. What does it mean?
I did Google it. Palm means apple in French, and actually it's close to Palm de Terre Lake, and that is the apple of the earth. And so it was interesting. So we'll be visiting in Missouri to visit with those folks in just a little bit. But I want to mention that today, Saddle Up America is made possible by our great sponsors at the General Store and in the Christmas Shop. You'll find everything for the horse lover and folks that love the equestrian lifestyle on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. And today is Veterans Day. We say thank you and pay tribute to our servicemen, women, and their families, both past and present. Without their sacrifice and service, we would not enjoy the freedom that we have today. So grab a cup of coffee. We'll be celebrating Veterans Day, and we'll be also hitting the trail. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Robert Eversoll. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
We have wakened a sleeping giant, said an admiral of Japan when bombs from their air armada exploded on our land to draw us into a dreadful war that circled all the earth. And once again, the awesome strength of America saw rebirth of a thing called dedication to a simple word, free, that became the basic force in this land of liberty. The dark forces of the world brought terror everywhere. Nation after nation fell into misery and despair. An iron curtain ringed their lands to deaden hope and pride. They stared out on their ravaged land where countless masses died. Before the tyranny of those who felt it was their given right to brutally impose their will upon those who had lost their will to fight. And much of the world fell to that darkness to live where there was no light. A wall was built to keep apart the free man from the slave. And many of those from behind that wall found an early grave in their attempts to find freedom. They knew somewhere was there. For the voice of America was always in the air they breathed. And from it they took heart, knowing that in that great land they would always be a part of that swelling cry for freedom, that no darkness could befall. For America never wavered in her pledge to one and all to stand by her conviction that no man could be free until all men live in a peaceful world where there is no tyranny. And so the walls came tumbling down. The great light lit up the night. The sleeping giant never slept and never gave up the fight that began at Concord in 76. And for more than 200 years, steadfastly kept the lamp alive through blood and sweat and tears. Should America fail, the world would fail. If we should lose our light, the world would plunge to darkness, to endless, timeless night. God bless America. Freedom never sleeps.
Well, good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Tina, on this nice, chilly Veterans Day.
Well, it is. It is that. It is that. Hey, Robert, first of all, we want to thank you for your service and say Semper Fi.
Absolutely.
Yesterday was the 239th birthday of the Marine Corps, and then, of course, today is Veterans Day. And what do those things mean to you as a Marine?
Oh, well, you know, for me, Veterans Day is, you know, a time to remember and reflect, not just the veterans, you know, that I served with, but those that came before, and certainly the ones that are serving now. My youngest brother, that would be First Sergeant Eversole, is still serving in the Marine Corps. Come from a whole family of Marines, actually. So it's just a time to, you know, for me to remember and reflect that. And since Veterans Day is the 11th, Marine Corps birthday, of course, on the November 10th, I've got a feeling there's a lot of Marines across the world that are feeling kind of hungover at the moment, perhaps, from the best birthday bash of the year.
Well, it's a big occasion, and it's kind of interesting. My dad would have been 100 years old yesterday.
Oh, my. Wow.
Yeah. So a lot of our family served in the service. Dad was about to be inducted just as the war ended, so he did not serve. But I have many uncles and other relatives that had served in the military, and so we want to pay tribute to those folks, and we want to thank them for their service and for the people that are serving today. And Tina May, you kind of have a special fella in your life. What does today mean to you and maybe to Eric?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I do. I have Eric. He's a 92-year-old World War II veteran. He was in the Signal Corps, which is the Air Force. And what Veterans Day means to me, we owe all our veterans a debt that we can never fully repay. And I cannot thank our veterans, our military, and their families enough for their services. And I just feel we should never forget the sacrifices they've made for us. And not just today, but every day. And Veterans Day is really important to me. And it's because of the sacrifices they have made.
Well, it is. And, of course, we're a equine-based show. Our mm-hmm. military men and women, through over 200 years, have served selfishly and sacrificed many things. But we don't want to forget about our equine partners that have served as well and for hundreds of years. And there's a horse we probably remember reading about him in the history books, but there's a song that was done, and that's Comanche. And Comanche was, they say, the last survivor of the Battle of Little Bighorn. Interesting story that goes along with Comanche, and he actually has been preserved, and his remains can be seen at the University of Kansas today. But let's listen to this story about Comanche. It's done by R.W. Hampton, and when we come back, we're going to talk some more about Veterans Day, and then we will get into some trail riding in just a little bit. So you're listening to Saddle Up America on Veterans Day 2014.
The battle was over at Custer's last stand, and taps were sounding for all the brave men, while one lone survivor, wounded and weak, Comanche, the brave horse, lay at the general's feet. Comanche, high. Even the bravest sometimes must fall. Comanche, the brave horse, you gave your all. Though you are silent, your deeds did speak loud. If your buddies could see you, you know they'd be proud. The symbol of bravery at the little big horn. Poor old Comanche, battle-scarred and worn. Comanche, you fought. Comanche, you tried. You were a good soldier, so hold your head up high. Even the bravest sometimes must fall. Comanche, the brave horse, you gave your all. Comanche, you fought hard. Comanche, you tried. You were a good soldier, so hold your head up high. Even the bravest sometimes must fall. Comanche, the brave horse, you gave your all.
Well, a little bit of trivia. Comanche is one of only two horses that have been buried with full military honors. And Robert, would you have any idea who that second horse would be?
I think that one might be Staff Sergeant Reckless of the United States Marine Corps.
You missed the trivia question.
I did.
That actually is Blackjack. And Blackjack is Morgan Quarter Horse Cross that I don't think you guys are old enough to remember President Kennedy's funeral, but the riderless black horse with the boots and the stirrups was Blackjack. And so when he passed away, he was given a full military funeral because he had served in that capacity for several past presidents. And some other military folks, and he was then cremated, and I think his remains were placed in Arlington Cemetery. So, just
good
a little
for
bit.
Him.
Of,
wow.
Little,
well,
little
Robert,
bit of,
I was with you.
I still want to think it's my Marine horse.
goodness. Well, you know, we'll talk about Sergeant Reckless in just a little bit. But, you know, in addition to our men and women who have sacrificed so much, we have our four-legged companions, you know, both the canine corps and the horses that served over in various parts of the world. And we have to think back that over 200 years we've had men and women that have sacrificed so that we have the kind of country that we have today and so that we can enjoy the freedoms that we have, which include what we like to do, and that is to get out and enjoy our trails. And we're going to talk about trail riding for just a little bit, and I think the topic that we're going to be discussing is day riding because, Robert, what did you say your temperature was out there today?
Oh, well, it's a heat wave today, Gary. It's all of 23 degrees right now. So, I don't know that we're supposed to be north of the freezing point at all this week. In the evenings, it's supposed to be dropping down into the low teens, you know, 12, 11, you know, those kind of ranges. So I'm certainly not going camping. I'll be the first to admit it. I'm a fair weather camper.
Well, I think there are a lot of us that are like that. And you have a new addition to your family, too, don't you?
I do, and he's currently chewing on my ankle, even as we speak. That would be Boo, my little rescue puppy that I picked up just over a week ago. And he is a ball of fur. He's a little black puppy. The rescue said that he was a border collie, but that remains to be seen. All I know for sure about his lineage is cute is someplace in it.
I understand. And of course, Tina May has Taz, that's her constant companion, and visits the trails with her as well. But, you know, there's really quite a connection that we make between our animals, whether it's our dogs or our horses. And again, they sacrifice a lot in service. And it's been kind of impressive the last several years to see the number of canine companions that have been brought back from service in the Middle East instead of being left behind. And one of the interesting stories, and you guys were thinking about that just a minute ago when you mentioned Sergeant Reckless, but we want to welcome to the show a very special guest right now, and that's Templeton Thompson. And Tempe, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Good morning, Temple. Hey, how are you?
Hey,
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I am dandy fine. Grateful.
We've got Tina Mae Weber with us and Robert Eversole, and we're just talking about the service of horses and our canine companions, and
awesome.
You know, we want to talk with you just a little bit about a very interesting hero. And that would be Sergeant Reckless. And doing a little research today. Do you know that she was named one of the top 100 heroes in American history?
Oh,
well,
my.
Well, that is perfect because she needed to be, and she is.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Good. I'm glad to know that she's recognized like that because she deserves
Yeah. Life magazine did a story, and they ranked her in the top 100 heroes, and that's pretty right there with Washington and Jefferson and some of our other great heroes. But you have some interesting connections there with Sergeant Reckless. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, my dad is a Marine, and wonderful man, and has done so much to serve his country, and I'm actually named after his best friend, a fellow Marine named Don Templeton, and Don lost his life serving in Vietnam, and long and short, my papa goes kind of all over the country attending different Marine Corps functions and supporting his brothers and sisters in the Marine Corps, and he was up in Quantico, Virginia, and he wound up running into Robin Hutton, and Robin is who wrote this wonderful book called Sergeant Reckless, America's War Horse, and it just came out just a bit ago, and I'm so proud of her. And so anyway, my dad meets her in Virginia and just thinks, well, my daughter's horse crazy, and I'm a Marine, and this story really touches, you know, it really touched his heart, and he already knew about Reckless, and then meeting Robin, and she's just such a wonderful, wonderful woman. He thought, well, my daughter and my son-in-law, Sam, they need to know about Robin and Reckless. So kind of the rest is history, because I sent an email in response to the email that my dad sent me and to Robin and to Sam to kind of introduce this via the internet. And you know me, Gary, my four-leggeds are my children. And I'm
right.
So proud of my babies. And so just because when I emailed Robin back, I put a picture of me and my big kids, Jane and Beau, in the email back, not
mm-hmm.
really thinking anything of it, just like, here are my big kids, my babies, my rock stars. And she
right.
emailed me back and said, oh, my God, Jane could be Reckless's sister.
Yeah.
It was kind of one of those, like, how much they look alike, and Beau, too, except that he's a boy.
Right.
And so anyway, we just have become super fast friends, and she's family to me, and just really getting to know Robin and then knowing more about Reckless's story Being the songwriters that we are, a song started to just fall out, and it's called Ooh Raw Reckless. So, and it's a full circle kind of thing for me, Gary, just because I'm just so proud of my dad and proud of all the folks out there who serve two and four-legged. And, you know, I feel like I know Reckless through Robin now, and just really grateful for the whole thing. And now we're just trying to do some good with the song to help honor Reckless.
Well, let's listen to the song, and then let's come back and talk a little bit more about Reckless and this project that's ongoing. So this is Ooh Rah Reckless by Templeton Thompson. You're listening to Saddle Up America. We'll be back in just a moment.
She grew up under a South Korean sun. Flame of the morning was born to run. And ain't it amazing how quickly her story would change? On her way to a new life and a different name. That recoilless rifle was heavy and it was loud. The first time she heard it, she jumped clear off the ground. And to say she was brave could just barely begin to describe that little red mare. Packing ammo out to the front line. Ooh, rah, reckless. We stand together and honor the life that you live. You'll always
Reckless. And Tempe, that's a great song.
Thank you. I
wonderful
appreciate
song.
That. Thank you. Yeah. Me and my man worked hard on it. Thank you. Thanks. And Sam says hello, by the way.
Well, tell Sam Heidi for
thank
me.
Thank you.
And, you know, Reckless was a little Mongolian cross. She was purchased for $250, and she was used to pack ammunition and other supplies during the Korean War. And during one particular episode where they were trying to recapture Outpost Vegas on her own, now, this was without a handler, but on her own, she made 51 trips supplying ammunition and also brought back some wounded servicemen on her return trip. So this is quite a horse, and she was wounded two times herself during that episode. And she saved a lot of folks. But she was also saved by the men that respected and loved her, because they brought her back from Korea, which was unusual, and brought her to Camp Pendleton. And
isn't that awesome? That's so
it's
cool.
It's just amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
She was such a rock star. And always will be. And did you know that a little factoid that I just found out about just by being on the Sergeant Reckless Facebook group page and all of those Facebook pages, Robin Putton, the author of the book and our dear friend, Rockstar Robin, she manages all those pages. And I noticed the other day someone, I can't remember if she had made the comment or someone else had commented and just said, how perfect that on the 60th anniversary, which yesterday was the 60th anniversary of when Sergeant Reckless actually touched American soil for the first time.
Oh,
they
wow.
Got her to the docks in San Francisco and brought her home. Yeah, which that was pretty dang cool. So that was yesterday. So you have, like, they did this big day at Del Mar Racetrack on Sunday, a Sergeant Reckless race day to raise funds so that they can get this monument of Reckless placed at Camp Pendleton in her honor. And so that was on Sunday. They did that on the 9th. And then on the 10th, you know, it's that anniversary of her first touching American soil. And then that's also the Marine Corps' 239th birthday. I didn't know that. Yesterday was. And then today's Veterans
amazing.
Day.
And then today's Veterans
yeah,
Day.
Super cool.
Well,
yeah.
Listen, it's a great song. And
thank you.
Tell people where they can pick this up so they can own it themselves. And then tell us about this fundraising effort that you're involved in.
Oh, you're awesome. Well, just go to my website, and if I'm smart, I will actually put a link straight on the home page of my website. I have not done that yet. But right now, just if you type in Templeton Thompson and then you type in the title Oorah Reckless, you'll go to my page on my website that basically is templetonthompson.com/Oorah and then - reckless, and you'll find our link, and that's how you can actually buy the song. Easy to find. She says.
Right. Right.
But so that's how you can go there. And it kind of explains also to folks about what Operation Reckless is and what the Sergeant Reckless Memorial Fund is and what they're doing. And the way we're trying to help is right now, let me see, I'll click on the link for the Sergeant Reckless Memorial Fund. And they are working to raise $135,000 to get this monument of Reckless made to be placed at Camp Pendleton. And they're at $74,567 so far. I'm looking at the Sergeant Reckless page, Memorial Fund page, and you can find that by going to SergeantSGTReckless.com and find out all that information. So what we're doing, Gary, is I wish we could do a whole lot more, but at least it's something. So what we're doing is for all the download sales that we do on this song, Oorah Reckless, we're charging $1 for the download. 50%, 50 cents of that $1 is going to go towards the Sergeant Reckless Memorial Fund. So, you know, if thousands of people would just download the song, we can actually make a difference, you know. And I think right now, I feel like there's somebody out there matching donations up to $30,000. So, you know, if we can raise $100, you know, at least we can know that we've actually given $200 or on up from there. Sky's the limit. Hey. 1,000
right.
people, that'd be awesome. 10,000 people,
great.
Come on, y'all. So it's a great cause, right? So you
well,
all testify. And
it
who
is.
Are all restless? Come on.
It is. So, you know, Robert, you're going to have to help promote this a little bit because, you know,
they
she's
may
a
have
fellow,
to.
A fellow Marine.
Thank you.
fellow Marine.
I'd be super honored, sir. I really would be very honored. And my dad would be honored, too, and all of his Mafia brothers and sisters. They have a group called Marines Always Faithful in Service, and they call themselves the Mafia. And so he sent it out to all of his hundreds, actually, I think thousands of Marine Corps brothers and sisters for us, which is really sweet of him to do that. And like I said, it's really full circle. I mean, to be named after an amazing Marine and veteran and just an angel of a man who was Don Templeton. And I never got to meet him, but I feel like I know him, you know, and I think every day that I get one day older, I have even more and more respect, and I honor my name. I don't think I got that as a kid, you know, and I have a lot of people shorten my name to Temple and just kind of call me different things. And, of course, as you know, Gary, all my friends and family call me Tempe. But I'm really, and I may sound like I'm hardcore, but when I'm out and about and we're doing what we do, I always make sure it's like, it's Templeton, you know, I'm really honored by this name and it matters. So, yeah.
Well, it does.
I make Don proud.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want you to thank your dad for us, for his service.
Thank you.
And want to thank you for your generosity because, you know, Templeton, you're involved in so many different things where you're giving back to the horse world. And, of course, we are honoring our servicemen and women and their families today with this show. I don't know if we're going to get very much trail riding conversation in or not, but that's okay.
This is a fine conversation.
It's a
absolutely.
Great conversation.
Absolutely. It's the one that's supposed to happen on a day like today. Absolutely, of course.
Well, it really is.
Honoring
all the
veterans and all the folks who serve now and who have served. And I'm in awe of you guys, just so you know, seriously. It's just a special person who can do that. So if I can somehow honor you guys in how we make a living, you know what I mean, then at least I've tried to do something to give back to our country in that way, you know, because what y'all do as service members and being in the Marines and in any of the armed forces, I'm amazed by all of you. I sound like I'm rambling, but seriously, there are not enough words to say how much I appreciate you and what you do. It's just very special.
Well, Templeton, thank you. I know you're trying to frantically get ready for this cold weather that's coming in. Yeah, we've all done that the last day or two, trying to get ready for this cold front. But Robert's already in it.
Are you in D.C., Robert? Is that what?
No, I'm
you?
In Spokane, Washington. The other Washington.
The other Washington.
The
oh, wow.
Yeah.
And it's already pretty cold, huh? Dang.
Oh, this morning it was 17. And it's all the way up to, I think, 23, 24 now. So it's
wow, you're having a little heat wave there in Spokane. bless your sweet. We'll send you warmth from the south
while we still have it.
It's supposed to switch this evening, I believe. And for us, you know, Southerners, it even 30 degrees is freezing. So
we're a little on the wimpy side down here. TempletonThompson.com.
Yes.
TempletonThompson.com. Go over, buy Oorah Reckless. Help raise money to pay some tribute to this little mare that saved so many lives. And you'll enjoy the music as well as be giving back and helping to honor one of our four-legged heroes. So, Templeton, thank you so much. Appreciate you taking time to join us.
You're
love you.
Thank you, Gary. And Tina and Robert, thank you so much. I do have the names correct, right? I know I've got Robert right. I got Tina, too, right?
You got it.
Thank you for the song. It was glorious.
thank you. You're very
all
welcome, and thank you for saying that. I love you guys, and thank you, and have a blessed and beautiful Veterans Day. And, again, thanks for all you do, sir, and just everybody out there doing good work, and Miss Tina, and just trying to make a difference, right? I think that's our responsibility. As being here on this beautiful earth, we're supposed to make a difference every day. So that's the words I live by. Dream big, work hard, have faith, and be a difference maker.
That's right.
Well said.
Thanks so much. Talk with you soon.
Thanks. Okay.
Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Hey, you know, we are running a little bit behind, but that's okay. Robert, I'm going to ask you to just kind of hang with us if you've got the time.
I'd love to.
Yeah. But we want to, you know, we give stuff away on Saddle Up America. And Tina May, tell us about our Legacy Club.
Oh, absolutely. What our Legacy Club is, it is our way of saying thank you to our listeners, and the membership is free. And all members are automatically entered into our drawings for free prizes and special discounts from our Legacy Club sponsors. And campgrounds, including this month's drawing from Elkins Creek Horse Camp and Tack Store, and our end-of-the-year drawing of a two-horse Hydro Horse system from our premier sponsor, Hydro Horse. You can see all our sponsors and their websites and join our Legacy Club at www.equestrianlegacy.net.
And today we have a winner for our weekly prize. Yeah,
yes,
who is
do.
That and what do they get?
Our weekly Legacy Club member winner is Jan Harmeyer of Santa Fe, Texas. And she has won a hoodie from Lope for Hope Pink Horse Incorporated. Congratulations, Jan.
All right, so congratulations to Jan, and we'll be reaching out to Jan to make sure she's aware of that, and thanks to Pink Horse and Lope for Hope for providing that for us. When we come back, we're going to be visiting with Sharon Elwood in Palm de Ridge Horse Camp in Missouri, but we're paying tribute to our servicemen and women. Not talking quite as much about trails today as we normally do, but I think, as Templeton said, this is the day that it's appropriate to do that. So right now we're going to listen to a song called For the Freedom, and when we come back we'll be talking with Sharon Elwood. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio's Saddle Up America, heard all around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
Gone from my Osage home country, the high plains soon will be bare. As the cottonwoods bloom along the sleepy slow Cimarron, oh, how I wished I was there. I'll bet Danny has grown a foot since I've been gone. Little Katie turns 7 this spring. Just hold 'em and kiss 'em and tell 'em I love them, or who knows what tomorrow might bring. Raise the stars and stripes for me every morning. Say a prayer. Please always remember, it's for the freedom we love that I fight. It's for the freedom we love that I fight. Got a letter from Dad, some cookies from Mama. Got the card that you sent yesterday. And I'll carry your picture in my left front pocket. Sort of helps me when I am afraid. Cause this desert's a hell. When the wind blows the sand up, the nights here are black, cold, and long. But from what I can tell, the folks here sure need us. That's why I'm singing this song. Raise the stars and stripes for me every morning. Say a prayer for me each night. Remember, remember, please always remember, it's for the freedom we love that I fight. For the freedom we love.
and gave us our orders. I guess we'll be moving out soon. Just know that I love you, and if something should happen, you and the kids, dear, will know what to do. Raise the stars and stripes for me every morning. Say a prayer for me each night. Remember, remember, please always remember, it's for the freedom we love that I fight. It's for the freedom we love that I fight.
Well, we're going to head to another part of Missouri and visit with Sharon Elwood at Palm de Ridge Horse Camp. And Sharon, thanks for hanging with us and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I so appreciate this opportunity. And I do want to thank all our servicemen that have served, present and in the past, for their dedication to this country.
Well, we appreciate that, and of course, we can't enjoy doing the things that we love to do if it weren't for the sacrifice and the service of so many people over the last couple of hundred years. And we've got joining us, Sharon, Tina Mae Weber and Robert the Trailmeister Eversall. So you guys want to say hi?
Hello, Sharon.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, Robert.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Goodness. Well, I knew that was going to happen, so that's pretty cool. But yeah, we're just kind of friends, kind of gathering around the table here to visit a little bit today.
Great.
We want to talk about your facility there, and of course we're keeping our servicemen and women in our thoughts as we're doing this show today, and we do have one Marine that's with us, I'm going to let Tina Mae kind of chat with you a little bit, and then I'm sure Robert will have some input that he'll want to share and some questions that he might want to ask as well. So, Tina Mae?
Absolutely. Well, hello, Sharon. Thanks for being on the show.
Tina, thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Sharon. Tell us how Palm de Ridge Horse Camp came about. Tell us a little bit about
Well, this. It happened actually about 14 years ago. We really didn't know it. We started buying property up on that beautiful lake, which is 7,800-acre lake.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's huge. It's kind of got two fingers running, one where the river comes in and the other side's Lindley Arm. So it kind of looks like a horseshoe, actually, and a dam's, of course, on the very tip of the horseshoe. So it is a very beautiful lake. It's surrounded by forests and bluffs and stuff when we're out there on the lake. It's very pretty. But anyway, we started buying for hunting. My husband's an avid hunter, and we started picking up properties, and there wasn't any horse trails on the south side of Palm de Tara. But they had closed an old park down years ago, like in Reaganomics or whatever, and it was sitting there doing nothing. And in 2005... the Backcountry Horsemen and the Corps of Engineers got together, and they decided to put horse trails in there around the lake because there was plenty of land available and some really pretty, gorgeous scenery. And so they got together and did that, and it just so happened to butt up against our hunting property. So once we got it all taken care of, and actually previously I had the desire to do this for years, and I actually went out east because of the Mark Twain National Forest and how beautiful it was there, and looked for properties next to trails. And Lonnie and I went down to Arkansas because of the Ozarks down there, and nothing ever really clicked in the whole time. The whole time we had property up here for hunting that was just setting us up. So I really feel like it was a God thing. I really do. Mm-hmm. So over the last 6 years, we have been doing this by ourselves, and we have kind of designed the whole campground. It is setting with a lot of old oak trees sitting on the ridge of Lake Palme de Tara. Well, in the summertime, you can't see the lake, but in the fall, when all the leaves drop, you can see the lake from our campground. But it is so wooded in between them and us that you really can't see it in the summer because there's so much woods in there. We're
and
about a quarter of a mile by horse trail to the lake.
Oh, I'm
and
sorry.
1 mile from RB on a paved road that actually comes to our camp. We were very blessed to have that also, the paved road that comes in, because not all camps have that kind. You know, some of it can get pretty rough. I've been to a few going down dirt
and
roads.
And your guests can actually ride the horses to the lake and ride in the lake in a couple of spots.
They can. We have two really good swimming spots. One is in the Palme de Tara River, which you would ride down and do a cove trail, which is on the lower trail. It's all loops, and the way they built these trails, it's all a lot of loops. You can go out, go do a bottom trail, and come back the higher trail. So you can kind of decide how long you want to be out, how long you want to ride. But anyway, there's a trail that goes into the old park, and if you go into there, you have to cross RB, and you'll see the boat ramp where all the fishing boats are and stuff, but you go ahead and cross that and go into the woods again, and you'll follow it around into some of the coves. And down in the very tip, it is dirt road by then. It is. It's pretty steep in the water, but it's not really bad. But it's very hard gravel, and I have had people ride out and swim their horses out there. It's very firm footing. And then there's an fishing dock, and Russell is the one that does the trails there and keeps them maintained and does a wonderful job keeping them mowed through the year for us and weed-eated and trimmed and stuff. But he has built bridges. So you would ride your horse over wooden bridges through those really deep coves that are really next to the lake there in the woods and stuff. So he's made the trails really pretty fun to ride.
Oh, it sounds really nice. Now, how many miles of trails do you have there? And tell us a little bit about the terrain. You kind of touched base on it a little bit, like rocky ground. Is there a lot of hills? Things like that.
Well, you know, it's a very diverse. It has a little bit of everything, and there is a lot of wooded trails there, but we call one is the Cove Trail, which is, I mean, you are riding right along the lake. The views are just absolutely gorgeous because that's all you see is lake all the way through that trail. Then you can go down the other way from our camp, because our camp's kind of set in like right in the middle of the trail, so you can go down and hit a left or a right. And if you go down Stinking Creek, which doesn't sound very good, but actually it doesn't stink.
With a name like that, Sharon,
heavens. I know. It's going to draw a lot of people, I know, to the camp. But anyway, we got down in there, and that is like so beautiful down in there. People actually named it the Enchanted Forest, and it's just a flat-bottom loam with. Yeah, Stinky Creek, and it runs all spring. It runs. It's running water all spring and all fall, but in the summer it will dry up and just kind of have pools of water in it because it kind of gets down. But it's so pretty. There's such a pretty canopy in there, and it's very loamy ground. It's not rocky. When you're up on the higher trails, you're going to get into a little bit more, but when you're down in the creek in the bottoms, it's very soft, and there's some of the hugest sycamore trees you've ever seen. And we have known lately, we have been spotting knowns in that forest. So people really need to watch out for
that.
Little knowns in that forest down in there. And then you come out
into
the
Enchanted Forest.
I know. They're climbing. They're everywhere. They'll be climbing up the trees and just kind of sitting and watching you. So, yeah, it's pretty fun. And we have an eagle's nest down there that we watch in the spring. And then it kind of opens up on the other side to some bean fields when you're riding. And the gated people just absolutely love that part because they really have, I think, about 2 miles of just some flat, real pretty, I mean, just open ground to really gate their horses on. And that seems to be really important, so it's real versatile that way. As far as that, and the neatest thing about those fields, too, is we have a really old eagle's nest that's in there. So when you come in the spring, you can actually watch them up there in the corner of the field in a big sycamore tree, bald eagles, and you'll see the female sitting in the nest. It's huge, and the male sits right next to her, and before the leaves really come out, you can really, we watch them, and I have had some riders actually get dived by the male because they've got in too close to where the nest is, and he'll fly down and visit with you. But they absolutely have enjoyed that.
Wow.
Some
tell
really
us more
pictures.
About your camp, though, and what's there.
Well, when you drive in, we have a little store. As you drive in, it's all made out of barn wood. We tried to make it just as rustic as possible. We have a dump station down there.
By Stinking Creek?
Full of some, no, we're up. We got to ride down to Stinky Creek. We're up on the ridge.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got to ride down to that part. But anyway, we have like 18 campsites, electric and water on 9 of them. They're all set. All of them have huge oak trees around them, like 100-year-old or plus old oak trees that came with the property that we gingerly try to put the sites in between them. And there's pretty good space in between our sites. We didn't crowd anybody up too much because I always liked a little bit of elbow room and not just be on somebody. But it's got a lot. It's flat up there on top behind the store. It's really flat, and we've got a couple nice shower rooms. It's not like a shower house where you have like 3 or 4 showers. It's like just a bathroom that you go into that has its own single shower and toilet and sink and stuff. We have a couple of those that we've done really, really nice, like with granite and stuff.
Sounds like a really nice place to stay and to ride.
Really
other than the Stinking Creek part.
Yeah, I know, but I had to tell you because that's the name of it if you look it up on the map. And the other creek that the trails kind of go over to is Possum Creek on the other side. So, yeah, so we have Possum Creek and Stinking Creek. But the camp is really well done. We've made everything out of barn wood. We just now built a cabin, but Lonnie and I live in it, and we've kind of built it to the possibility if we ever got to move up there, like in a few years or something, we would use it for a rental. But right now we just have a nice fifth wheel that has a slide on it that we rent out to people that don't have living quarters. It sleeps about 6. We get $50 a night for it. It's got its own deck. It's also got its own trees and stuff. And all the pens are so close to your campground. People just like their horses in their back door. Well, we set it up that way. I did when I did the touring and went to other camps. I really like to be able to be close to my horses. And so we kind of set it up that way, which most of those are tucked into the oak trees, so they're very shaded. None of those are covered, but they're made out of really heavy pipe corrals. Everything we have is 12 by 12, so we don't do anything smaller. We do have a few round pens around to throw horses in that get along really good together that want to have a little bit more room to move like that. We do have
sounds
barns.
Really nice.
As far as covered
that
barns
is really nice.
There. Yeah.
That is
kind
of not one
of
those that I like
the
horse
camp
right beside me.
I do, too. I mean, I want to look out my window and know he's okay. And, I just always did, too, when I was out touring around and doing the other camps. And so we kind of made it like that.
And
we
you
have
some
nine
big pull-throughs.
We do what?
Am I right? You have some nice-sized you got some pull-throughs for people with those big rigs. They can maneuver and get them in the sights
yes,
and everything.
Yes, we have
that's
six.
Important, too.
Uh-huh. We have mm-hmm. six, and I tell you what, it seems to be a thing with horse trailers and people. The bigger, the better, I think, and we get them in there with semis that pull their trailers because they have such long rigs, and we have been able to accommodate every one of them without any problem at all. We took that in consideration when we built the camp, knowing that they needed room to turn around and to back in, but we got it to where they just drive through. And we'll just make sure that if you call and you got one of those big fancy rigs, we'll just put you right in one of them slots. And you can just pull
that
in,
sounds
park,
great.
And pull
I
right
love
out.
A pull-through place.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got 6 of those available for people.
That's great. That's great. And you have some other activities there as well. Let's talk
well,
about
we
that
do.
A little
we,
bit with
we've
your
got
pontoon.
A,
and
We have a pontoon boat that we rent out to people, and it rents like for $40 an hour, $150 for 4 hours, or $250 for the day. We don't get a lot of people doing that, and we only rent to our campers. My boat is just for our clients. What really has gone over really good is because everybody just wants to go out and have a fun time and nobody really wants to be responsible for a brand-new pontoon boat, is I take them out and I'll put the boat in and I drive them around and we'll go out for $20 a head and go play. We've got a tube. We got stuff for them to go swimming. We go out down to the dam and just sightsee. Whatever my group wants to do, we do. And so we have a lot of fun doing that for 3 or 4 hours in the afternoon in the summertime.
That sounds like
wow.
A wonderful thing to do. Get back from a long ride and get you to ferry us around the lake.
Yeah, it's so relaxing. Just bring your cooler and let's do it, you know. Get your shorts on and let's go. Meet you at the lake. It's just an hour down there. But Bolivar is our biggest, closest town to our campground, and it's about 12 hours south of the camp, and it's got golf, it's got a movie house, it's got Smith's Restaurant, which is real famous for its tenderloin sandwiches, and it's got some really good couple really good Mexican restaurants in it for people that don't want to cook, because we don't cook at camp. We're small. You've got to bring your own food. I do have hay for sale if somebody needs it, but most people bring their own stuff like that. We sell T-shirts. I have trail hankies. We sell, you know, we have ice for people that need ice all the time, and ice cream. Always have ice cream bars available.
You
got to
have
poppers.
Ice cream.
I know. It sounds good. We have a pavilion on the place for people to group up. Sometimes we do the potluck, which is a lot of fun, and we're really hoping to do more of that, as since we've got most of the building done that we wanted to do on the camp, because it's taken us a few years because we're trying not to go in debt trying to build the campground, because it's so weather related, as you know you can get a full booking weekend and then a storm will come through and half of them will cancel or something, you know. So it's just one of those things that, you know, it goes with the weather and how things go, and so we were trying to do it without a lot of debt, you know, to get the camp going. So we've got it about where we want it right now.
Sounds like a wonderful place. Especially
yeah.
the
well,
ice cream.
It's very, very peaceful. And the trails are really good for kids. It's very family-oriented. They're good for people that have back problems or knee problems. We have some switchbacks. We have some outcroppings on the trails. But nothing is what I would call dangerous. Nothing, no big slides or anything that's just, or, you know, just really dangerous trails.
So, Sharon,
what is
your favorite season to ride?
Well, boy, it's between spring and fall. I'm not much with a real hot heat. But I'm really good on the pontoon. When it comes to hot, it's like we ride early in the morning before it gets too hot, and then I'm ready to do some water sports. I like to kayak myself. For fun, too. And, you know, we have Bennett Springs, not too far for people that would like to do something like that, that want to come stay with us for a while. It's like about 35 miles from us, and it's the Niagara River's not very far, and they rent kayaks and stuff. So people could come do that, or if they want to stay for a while, stay for a
you
week.
You know, with the boat and the pavilion and everything, it sounds like you're really set up very well for the families where you have some horse riders and some non-equine folks.
Mm-hmm. Right. And let me tell you about the fish in that lake, too. I looked that up online yesterday. We have bass. We have walleye. We have catfish, crappie, and muskie. And I want to tell you about the muskie because the Palm de Tar Lake is the only one in Missouri that offers muskie. The rest of the lakes don't even have that fish in it, so we're kind of got the special thing going on for those fishermen that want to do that. And
Sharon, you said that if you go fishing on the boat and we catch the fish, you'll clean them for us.
No, but my husband might. I'll pass that on to him.
But you got to share.
That's right. There's some things I won't do. But I'll help you. I'll help you cook them, and I'll help you eat them.
Oh heavens! A great ride, a great camp, and a fish fry to boot. Good.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes if my husband goes out, he loves to go out catfishing, and we have done this several times. He'll go out, and if he really hits it big, that weekend, that night, we cook fish for the whole camp, whoever's there. It's kind of a surprise thing because you never know what you're going to catch. But when he does it, we cook it up and we share it with our campground.
Oh,
fresh
heavens.
Right out of the lake.
You're getting me hungry now, Sharon.
Okay.
Well, Palm de Ridge Horse Camp is one of those great boutique horse campgrounds that a family can get away because it's very family friendly. It's a nice, quiet, cordial atmosphere. And that is another location that people need to put on their bucket list. And Sharon, tell us how we can find you.
Well, we are about 40 miles north of Springfield, Missouri, up 13 Highway. You can come in on 32, which goes right through Bolivar up to D Highway, and go straight north right onto PP and right onto RB Highway. And then the RB just dead ends right into the lake. So about 3.5 miles up on your right, you'll see our campground right past all the big trees. So,
well, and
I mean,
you have
you
a website.
You can Google us up. And,
yeah.
Yes, we do. You can get us on www.palmderidge.com, or you can always get a hold of me at palmderidge@earthlink.net. And the phone number is 417-844-8288.
All right. And you're also on Facebook, aren't you?
I am. Yes, like us on Facebook. We always put pictures of everybody that comes up there and trail pictures and stuff like that, and kids riding. It's a hoot. We just really try to have a good time. We do have free firewood, by the way. Wood thing there.
Well, I'm going to be looking for the gnomes. I'm going to look for the pictures of the gnomes on your Facebook page.
Well, you should. They're just little bitty guys. So, yeah, the kids actually just absolutely love that. They just think that's the funnest ride. So the parents have to go through the enchanted forest about every time they come.
Well, and when Robert makes it down to visit, I want a photograph of him with his ice cream at Stinking Creek. I think that would be just cool.
Ice cream, Stinking Creek, and a fish fry.
That's right.
And a fish fry, that's right.
With a gnome in the background.
And
a gnome. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, and then I can take them out on the boat and pull them around on our tube we have that we hook up to that thing, and give them a Missouri boat ride.
Oh,
gosh!
Sounds like a good time.
Well, it does. It does. Tina May, is there anything that we forgot to talk about with Sharon?
No, I believe she covered it all. She talked about the fishing and the trails. And how many miles of trails did you say that you had there? Did you mention the miles?
Yeah, they put in about 25 miles of trails. So if you do it backwards, we have 50. Well, you know, it does ride different backwards.
Well, I started to say,
backwards.
Yeah, you could just see somebody turn around on their horse and back down that way, but that would be kind of fun. But anyway, just a great family atmosphere at Palm de Ridge Horse Camp in Bolivar, Missouri. And visit their website again at palmderidgehorsecamp.com. Visit them and like their page on Facebook. And Tina May, do you have another spot on your bucket list?
Oh, you bet. This one I will be coming to see, and hopefully on a regular basis. So.
Yeah, and Robert, it's almost worth the trip from Washington just to meet up with the gnomes, isn't it?
I would say so. Gnomes and a little bit of warm weather.
Gnomes, warm weather. Oh, gosh. Well, Sharon, thanks so much for joining us
and
helping us to celebrate this Veterans Day and pay tribute to those folks and to share some information about your great facility there in Missouri. So Palm to Ridge Horse Camp. Check their website.
Yes.
Check their Facebook
page. Yeah, palmtoridge.com.
Mm-hmm. Palmtoridge.com.
Thank you.
All right.
Yep.
We'll look forward to seeing you on the trail sometime.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Bye, Tina.
Bye, Sharon.
Bye,
thank you so much.
Bye, Robert.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Sharon. It was a pleasure to chat with you. I'm excited about the
Knolls. Yeah, you too. Yeah. Okay, we're ready. just bring another one, and we'll just put him out there.
There
well,
you go.
You have to do that.
We'll always just keep adding.
Well, thanks so much, Sharon. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, this has been a fun show. This
yes,
has
it
been
has.
A fun show. Some great conversation.
It's been a wonderful show.
Yeah, another great horse campground for folks to be able to go out and visit. I hope folks enjoyed the story about Reckless. And, again, be sure and visit templetothompson.com and help raise money to get that statue up for Reckless. And I just got a message from Templeton a minute ago, and she's put that link right on her homepage, so it'll be really easy to find that and pick up that great music as well. So what is going on with the Trailmeister?
Oh, heavens, Gary. The Trailmeister's been pretty busy, you know. Well, you got to move quick to stay warm now, you know. you know, we've been adding tons of new places to the website, and we started a new project comparing contrasting hoof boots, which has turned into an interesting project. We've got the three leading manufacturers of hoof boots sent mm-hmm. in. Hoof boots to a bunch of our trail bosses, you know, around the U.S., you know, horses, mules, you know, sandy areas, muddy areas, you know, to give them a real run for their money, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so we've been kind of going through that to see which styles, you know, we think hold up best, you know, which ones are constructed well, you know, how long are they going to last, you know, do you really see them fall off, you know, the way you sometimes hear, talking with vets, talking with farriers, natural hoof practitioners. It's been interesting. It's certainly an enlightening experience over the past couple weeks, talking with all these folks and their thoughts about hoof boots. I don't know about you guys. I usually run steel mm-hmm. on my horse's hoofs because, well, gosh darn, I know it works.
Right.
Always kind of want to keep my eyes open to other options. I don't know that these are the solution, but I'm going to find out to the best that I can.
Well, I'm kind of curious. Did you come up with a verdict?
No, we're still in the process. We
still
won't
in the
be
testing phase.
Yes, yeah, still in the testing phase. And, well, so far we've tested. Is it okay if I name names, Gary?
Go ahead.
So far we've got Cavallo hoof boots, and Easy Care, their old Mac model, as well as the Renegade hoof boots. And I got to tell you, the Renegade hoof boots are pretty darn cool because they come in all sorts of real snazzy colors. It might be harder to lose on the trail should they come off.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, but they look like little space boots.
I saw some of those, I think, on your website or somewhere the other day, and I
thought,
well, that's a pretty bright red.
It is. It's been an interesting time because, you know, I wanted to see how well do they hold on. You know, are they going to fall off? I think most people have heard stories about hoof boots either not holding up or not staying on the horse's hoofs. And when I first tried hoof boots, heavens, maybe 10 years ago, that was a problem that I had with them and, you know, never went back. But, you know, technology's changed, times changed, so I thought it was worth giving them another look. So we will see.
Absolutely. The bright colors are very smart. is a very smart move because, you know, that's one thing. I wear steel on mine as well. It's one of those things, if it's not broke, don't fix it. They've been doing it for hundreds of years. But
exactly.
There's other options out there. And I do like to keep a boot, you know, in case I lose a shoe. So I do like to keep one for emergency cases. I've not ever had to use it, but it's nice to know that I've got one just in case because I can't, you know, tack a nail, you know, a shoe on right out on the middle of the trail. But the colors, the bright colors was a smart idea because riding with friends, that was the biggest thing. We'd all have to go back and go look for the boot.
And they always come off in the deep, deep mud. Who's going to stick your hand down there?
Or the walk or whatever, and the bright colors are great. And, you know, I do that with my cell phones. I make sure that I try to get real bright covers for my cell phones, and that's why, right there.
There you go.
Kind of like finding your golf ball out on the golf course, which one's mine. Hey, listen, we want to tell folks where they can find you, so give us your website.
Oh, it's www.trailmeister.com. That's trail, M-E-I-S-T-E-R, the German spelling of Meister. And we're on the web. Largest source of horse trails and horse camps across America, as well as lots of other stuff. We just talked about, you know, the gear reviews that we do on various products and horse tips. We've got a new thing that I just started. I call it the Daily Tip. And so that's been a lot of fun, you know, coming up with a new snippet on a daily basis. I hope I don't run out too quickly.
Well, we're going to invite our listeners to start submitting some questions for the Trail Meister, and they'll be able to do that on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. And we may post some of those questions in some of the upcoming shows. We didn't get to talk about day riding today. But we may follow back up again because, you know, we're going to have this cold weather, it looks like, for a while. And if most of our trail riders are like I am, you look forward to finding those pretty days when you can get out on the trail. So we'll have to visit
that on another show.
Yeah, yeah. But
we'll have to talk about winter riding.
Yeah, we'll talk about some winter riding. But anyway, Robert, thanks for hanging with us. Sorry we didn't get to get into the day riding today, but it was a great conversation. And,
it's always a great conversation. And you know, Gary, the thing that I like best about Saddle Up America is the music and talking with the folks at the various horse camps and stuff. I think that's just the berries. And if we don't get a trail tip of the day, well, that's just fine because the music more than makes up for it.
Well, I thought you were going to say Tina May was the best thing about Saddle Up America, but...
She's the second best.
Okay. All right. Listen. Hey, Robert, we look forward to talking to you again on the second Tuesday of every month. And again, visit trailmeister.com, like him on Facebook, and follow him there. And we're going to be looking for pictures of the puppy as it's growing. And we'll talk about that. Yeah, we'll get some updates on the pup. What's its name again?
Boo. B-O-O. Ooh. I picked him up on Halloween.
All right. I like it. All right.
Robert, thank you so much for being on the show. And more importantly, thank you for your services.
Thank you. I appreciate the thoughts.
All right. We'll talk with you soon, my friend.
Take care. Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye-bye. Tina May, have you had fun today?
Well, absolutely. I always have fun when I'm on the radio with you, Gary, and all our guests.
Well, we've had some great guests and some really interesting conversation. Another great show, and you know, it will be Tuesday again before you know it. Want to mention very quickly that you can go to our website, equestrianlegacy.net, and you can download our free mobile app right from our website. And right now, we have more and more folks that are downloading that app and listening to us all across Europe as well as the United States. A lot of folks in Canada that are using it, in Sweden and Germany and the UK. So equestrianlegacy.net and download the free mobile app. It's a great way to take Equestrian Legacy Radio's programs on the road and easy to listen to our shows. And if you miss the live shows, we remind you that you can always go back and listen to the archive podcast of not only this show, but all of our shows on Equestrian Legacy Radio. So who do we have coming up next week?
Next week we have Susanna Gibson, founder and publisher of Trailblazer Magazine. And then we travel to Del Rio, Tennessee, and talk with Sean Gannon, owner of French Broad Outpost Ranch.
That sounds like that's going to be a lot of fun. Susanna's always a lot of fun to talk with, and I think that French Broad River, is it?
Outpost Ranch. It's a little different
right.
than what we normally have on the show, so it's going to be very interesting.
Well, I think it will be. It'll be a fun show to talk with those folks. On Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale this coming Sunday, we may be broadcasting live from the Western Music Association Convention in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So that will be a fun show to listen to. There's always great music and guests and an inspirational message on that show. And then Thursday at noon Central Standard Time, the Campfire Cafe. So we look forward to having you join us this Thursday for that show as well. And we've got some great guests lined up for both Saddle Up America and the Campfire Cafe coming up through the month of November and December. So be sure to tune in, tell your friends about us, and we appreciate you listening to us. Anything I'm forgetting, Tina May?
No, I think you got it covered. I do want to, again, say Happy Veterans Day to all our listeners and veterans in the past and present. Thank you for your services. And also a reminder that it is hunting season. Wear your bright colors and be courteous to the hunters around you.
All right. Well, again, I want to say thank you again myself to our veterans, both past and present, and for their families and their service to our country. And we remind you, as always, if you climb in the saddle,
get ready for the ride.
Get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio. Thanks for listening.
The snow's all but gone from my Osage home. The high plains soon will be bare. As the cottonwoods bloom along the sleepy, slow Cimarron, oh, how I wished I was there. I'll bet Danny has grown a foot since I've been gone. Little Katie turned 7 this spring. Just hold 'em and kiss 'em and tell 'em I love them, for who knows what tomorrow might bring. Raise the stars and stripes for me every morning. Say a prayer for me each night. Remember, please always remember, it's for the freedom we love that I fight. It's for the freedom we love that I fight. Got a letter from Dad, some cookies from Mama. Got the card that you sent yesterday. And I'll carry your picture in my left front pocket. Sorta helps me when I am afraid. Cause this desert's a hell. When the wind blows the sand up, the nights here are black, cold, and long. But from what I can tell, the folks here sure need us. That's why I'm singing this song. Raise the stars and stripes for me every morning. Say a prayer for me each
Please always remember it's for the freedom we love that I fight. It's for the freedom we love that I fight. The captain just came in and gave us our orders. I guess we'll be moving out soon. Just know that I love you, and if something should happen, you and the kids, dear, will know what to do. Raise the stars and stripes for me every morning. Say a prayer for me. Remember, please always remember, it's for the freedom we love that I fight. It's for the freedom we love that I fight.